North at Airport Road, look out for a broken down car that's causing some backup on 95 North in St. John's County, right near the International Golf Parkway, another broken down car. And if you're at 295 South at Phillips Highway, you'll see a truck conked out on the side of the highway. An 80% chance of rain with thunderstorms today and a high of 84. Less rain this evening, but mostly cloudy. The low this evening, 75. Right now, it's 78 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Trump says if he and Russian leader Vladimir Putin can't get along, he will be Putin's worst enemy. Newly appointed Jacksonville City Councilman Terrence Freeman hosted his first town hall meeting, and at times, it got brutal. And the Miami Dolphins say any player who protests on the field during the national anthem could be suspended.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at WBOB.com.
Here on our Newsmaker line, the latest book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy, from Fox News, Judge Jeanine Pirro. By the way, get the book at Amazon.com, Amazon.com. You know, Judge, I got to ask you a question. With all the things we've seen over the last week, Lisa Page, Peter Stroke, are you already writing a sequel to this book now?
You know, it's so funny. The book is almost prescient in the sense that when I talk about Stroke, I talk about the fact that he is the epitome of the deep state. And, you know, little did I know at the time of writing the book that this guy would sit before Congress and say, "Don't believe your lying eyes. I didn't mean what I said. I said it. Yeah, I said it, but don't believe it." So I'm sure that there's a sequel in the works. But right now, what I'm trying to do is just get out the facts of what happened in the last election, 2016, where you had the FBI, the DOJ, trying to influence a presidential election. I mean, this is what happens in third world countries, not in the United States of America. And I try to make the case. You know, as a prosecutor, a judge, and a DA for over 30 years, I mean, I know a con when I see it. And what they were trying to do with this fake Russia investigation, alleging some collusion and all that, which, of course, we haven't seen any evidence of, is just, I think, the tip of the iceberg in terms of what the deep state does. And, you know, Americans just need to know about it.
Judge Jeanine Pirro, get the book at Amazon.com. It's called Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. Tell me, does one chapter, when you, I always ask this a lot of authors out there, did one chapter really fascinate you when you covered it over other chapters? And tell the audience, which chapter you think that they would truly like or be more intrigued that they may not have heard anywhere in the news media?
You know, I the boomerang chapter, you know, a lot of, certainly I talk about the Hollywood hypocrisy and the fake news and the rhinos, Republicans of name only, who are, you know, anti-Trump. I talk about certainly all of the good things that Trump has done, the president has done, that the media seems to just ignore. But I think the most fascinating, and the one that I didn't really get to continue to do because, you know, with Trump, the news changes every day. I mean, he's a force of nature. It's the boomerang. It's like when the Pope comes out, for example, and he says, you know, Christians don't build walls, and you, a Christian, can't force someone else to pay for a wall. I mean, it was stunning that the Pope would get involved in politics, and Donald Trump had a serious decision to make, and that was whether or not he would take on the leader of a billion Christians. And he did so respectfully. And I think the brilliance of President Trump was that they then, in a very quiet way, showed the photo of the wall around the Vatican. And so whenever someone points a finger at Donald Trump, three fingers are pointed back at them. And the Russia collusion, I mean, the collusion was all by the Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration with the sale of uranium and all that, which is in the book. And then I talk about, you know, the boomerang of, you know, when someone like Kanye West comes out and he says, you know, "I like Donald Trump." It's like a culture war. Everybody gets on him. It was like Whoopi Goldberg in The View yesterday. How dare you be in support of this man? It's stunning. It really is.
Yeah, I saw that with Whoopi yesterday. You seem to be pretty calm. I thought it was going to turn into a WWE wrestling match.
Well, you know, it could have been one. When I walked off the stage to walk out, she started cursing at me, F-U, F-U, and then started screaming, get the F out of the building, get the F out of the building as I was walking out. And I have to tell you, I mean, you know, I'm no shrinking violet, but I was stunned. I've never been thrown out of a building and cursed at. The left has lost their mind, and what happened on The View yesterday and after the cameras weren't on was the microcosm of what's going on in society today, where the left just shuts down the right, and they're triggered. They're triggered into insanity, and you can't have a discussion. And in the first half on The View, you know, I had a pretty good discussion. I was able to talk, and then when I came back, it was let's get her. And it didn't end. So, in any event, I'm continuing to simply get the message out about my book, and the left can have a conniption, as they do every day with Donald Trump, you know, who's a force of nature, who simply, you know, gets up every day, takes the incoming, and then keeps continuing to work for the American people.
Judge Janine, real quick question. Everybody's going to be asking, again, the book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. Go to Amazon.com and get it today. What is next? What are we looking for? Another Inspector General report? The second one's going to come out. Where does this whole story go next? Where do you see it happen?
Well, my concern is that we have an Attorney General who was convinced to recuse himself on the 2018 election. And given the fact that, you know, Jeff Sessions is somewhere hiding in a closet and Rod Rosenstein is running the Department of Justice, I fear that there will be no consequences, that all of the illegalities that occurred during the 2016 election are not going to be sanctioned. It's just going to be, you know, whatever. But it's time for the American people in 2018 to recognize that this election is every bit as important as 2016.
Well, there we go. Hey, it's good to have you on. Judge Janine Pirro comes down to Florida all the time, by the way. Her latest book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. Go to Amazon.com to get it. Good to talk to you today.
Yeah, well, it's great to talk to you, too. And I love Florida, and I miss you guys.
Come on down.
Take care.
Yeah, we didn't want to tell people she was coming to the studios. All you men that keep texting me and emailing me, hey, is she going to be in the studios? Of course, some of you liberals are probably texting me that, too. So anyway, now we wanted to do it. But yes, I do have her cell number. No, that's going anywhere. I'm going to probably just delete it. But, you know, she said something. I don't know if you saw it on, what was it? It was on Wednesdays or Thursdays, The View. I was actually going to play the clips, but you couldn't even, it wasn't even audible. They were yelling at each other. I mean, Janine, I will.
What problem did they have with her?
She kind of walked on and, I mean, you know what you're walking in with The View. Yeah. It's kind of like going to an editorial page by a left-wing newspaper. I mean, you're Republican. You know what you're going to get? You're going to get thrown under the bus. So don't complain. And I'm not saying Judge Janine, and you didn't hear her complain. She just said it got really rough off the air. Of course, I always tell people our show is more exciting off the air than it is on the air.
Right.
But we're not dropping F-bombs. But evidently, we got a hold of the clip, and it just went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it wasn't even worth it. Just because you couldn't even hear each other. But they were going after her because she's a big Trump guy. Whoopi came on, and I think, you know, in the words of Sylvester Stallone, she drew first blood. You know, I don't know. But So the clip, I mean, we were going to play, but again, you can't understand it. But evidently, what everybody's reporting, Roger, was off the air because Whitney just cut off the interview. She had to go to break. And Meghan McCain's just like looking around like, what's going on here?
At least The View tries, I thought, to have a diversity of thought there. They had Elizabeth Hasselbeck there, who was a Republican. Megan
McCain.
That's
5 years ago.
Yeah, Meghan McCain's on the program now.
I like
now.
Meghan. And, you know, she's not making those conservative
but she was probably so thrown off that she was speechless like, I guess, everyone else. I don't know.
Yeah, so they make the case, and then they go on The View to sell the books. I mean, why not? I mean, if you know you're walking into the lion's den, why not just go ahead and do it?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, they're not going to treat you. It doesn't matter how nice you are. They're going to throw you under the bus. And that's pretty much what's taken place, what happened with Judge Janine Pirro. Again, her latest book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. You go to Amazon.com. But yeah, the bottom line is it got really rough with her on The View on, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. I don't watch The View. Sometimes we play the clips, but I don't have time. And if they ever invited me, I don't know. Listen, you and I get invited to go on CNN a lot. Right. I just kept telling him, I just can't do it. I don't have time.
Right.
And I'd give it to you. And Roger's like, man, I got to be up at 5 and, you know, whatever right. during the day and your news story. I mean, you can't do it.
Right. So, very, very time consuming stuff.
And besides, I cover current events. I'm a news guy. I don't want to talk about who got shot last week and somebody's baby's grandma's best friend from junior college of 10 years ago when she was related as a family tree through ancestry.com. I mean, I don't know. I don't care.
Right. But if I had a book that was writing, you know, want to get the word out about it, I might appear.
Yeah. So, but the bottom line is it got pretty rough. And then Whoopi, I mean, Whoopi says this. I mean, it was really, really pretty bloody yesterday. So more to all this as we continue to move along. 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
On I-95 North in St. Johns County, there's a broken down car right at around the International Golf Parkway. 295 South at Phillips Highway, you'll see a trunk conked out on the side of the road. And 95 South at Phillips Highway, there's a broken down car there too. Traffic this morning being brought to you by Snyder Heating and Air Conditioning.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hi, this is Matt Caldwell, and I'm running to be your Commissioner of Agriculture. During my time in the Florida House, I was an unwavering supporter of our Second Amendment rights. I wasn't afraid to stand against my own party, especially when they voted to put restrictions on those rights. I fully support our constitutional right to keep and bear arms. As a life member, I am proud to stand with the NRA, and I'm even prouder to have their endorsement in my campaign for Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Matt Caldwell. I stand for my principles. I will not back down. Scare tactics won't work with me. The Commissioner of Agriculture oversees our concealed weapons program, and you can count on me to protect that program from liberals who want to tear it down. To those liberals who are determined to destroy our Constitution, I will be there to stop you. I'm Matt Caldwell, and I'm asking for your vote. For more information about my campaign, please visit my website, votecaldwell.org. Political advertisement paid for and approved by Matt Caldwell, Republican for Commissioner of Agriculture.
WBOB tackles the issues.
The anti-war movement in Vietnam, the civil rights movement, you know, in the 60s and early 70s, both of those were much more civil in tone. Even the anti-war movement was more civil in tone, but certainly the civil rights movement among the people who were protesting.
Every day.
Oh, Supreme Court, big ruling in favor of the faith-based pregnancy centers.
Woo! WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Plan on lots of rain with thunderstorms today and a high of 84 degrees tonight. There's a slight chance of rain, but mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low 75. Right now, it's 78 here at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Miami Dolphins say any player who protests on the field during the national anthem could be suspended. President Trump says if he and Russian leader Vladimir Putin can't get along, he will be Putin's worst enemy. And newly appointed Jacksonville City Councilman Terrence Freeman hosted his first town hall meeting, and at times it got brutal.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Many of you have been emailing me this morning. Several of you were looking at, I haven't read them all yet. I'll get a chance. I'll answer many of the emails with Judge Janine just came on. Some of you guys are like, Ed, you and Roger were going on just for the eye candy on The View.
Which is radio. We can't even see her.
Okay. I don't want to be rude here. I don't want to talk about what is Okay, instead of talking about who is eye candy, let's talk about who isn't eye candy on The View, okay? No. I don't know. Would you guys go on The View if you were having a book? Roger says he would. Would you guys go on The View if you were writing a book or promoting a cause, knowing that there are a bunch of libs on that show? I mean, Meghan McCain, I think Meghan's pretty sensible. I don't agree with all her views, but she's probably the only fair one. Sunny Hostin, she's okay. But, mm-hmm. I mean, would it be worth it?
I think so.
And you think so?
I think you have to get to a place where you're at least willing to have a conversation with those with whom you disagree.
I don't have a problem with that.
You can't have any chance of working with one another. You know?
You think you're going to be able to work with those ladies?
You should at least try.
Joy Behar, really?
I think you should at least try.
Remember, according to Joy Behar, you're mentally unstable.
That's probably something she believes. I don't think so, but you know, maybe I can convince her.
I know you're not. But.
Maybe if given the chance, I can convince her otherwise.
Oh, man. Dude. I don't know what you're drinking, what's in that tea this morning. 222-TALK, 222-8255. John, hey, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning. Great to speak with you, Ed. I was quite upset about the treatment that they gave Judge Pirro on that show. I've been a fan of Ms. Pirro since she's been on Fox News on the Saturday night program. And to see how it's so sad that civil discourse now is becoming more of an exception rather than the rule with people who disagree with you.
Yeah, I was actually going to play. I may even just play the clip, but I mean, it is so. I mean, Judge Jeanine didn't cuss at her. Whoopi, I mean, I think they edited some of it out. But I mean, it was so ruthless yesterday on the whole thing with The View. And this is not the first time. I mean, they go after everybody that seems to be somewhat of a conservative, unless you're somewhat of a moderate. And John, have you ever noticed? And I hate to make this thing partisan, but you could be as nice as you want to be and sit back and say, let us sit down, let's have a conversation. And yet there is nothing there that they can sit from the left, that anything that they could even have an agreement upon.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they even matters that they do agree upon, whether it's tariffs or helping the poor or anything like that. As soon as somebody mentions that they're doing it, they'll say, well, that might be true, but there's something else worse that he's doing on the other hand. And so it's just ridiculous. But let me point this out. Liberals are getting more and more, instead of being like Nazis, because too many people want to compare everybody to Nazis, the right and the left and everything else. But actually, the liberals have had strange bedfellows in people who are Sharia law zealots. And even though libs and Muslims don't agree on a lot of things, what they do agree on is to hate people they disagree with. And go after him with a vengeance. And it's just a shame that that's the mindset that they get rather than trying to resolve differences.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing when hey, it was good to talk to you this morning, John. My pleasure. Then thank you for calling. When some of those on the conservative aisle wanted to call Obama a socialist or Nazi, and I think there's a phrase you can use about Nazi tactics if you preface it. Like saying, like, when you've got people come knocking on your door through code enforcement, you know, you got HOA Homeowners Association. I've had people go, this is like a bunch of Nazis. Like, you know, why? In other words, they're bothering you when there's no sake. So when I talk about that, I always want to preface it. This has nothing to do with took place of the Holocaust. Okay, so I want to preface it.
Right.
Some of my liberal friends have called it the Nazification of America. Kind of an interesting term right there. But yet, if you conservatives ever use that term around the Obama era, they were considered wackos. The left does it left and right. They're considered mainstream. And the German National Socialist Party, tell me what the Nazis and conservatives have had in common. Well, Hitler didn't like gays. Well, neither does the Muslim Brotherhood or ISIS.
Ah, good point.
But, I mean, well, no, there are a lot of gay Republicans, a lot of gay conservatives out there. But Hitler had rent control,
Bruce
price
Jenner,
controls, got rid of your freedom of speech. They did a lot of things, also gun control. That has nothing to do with conservatives.
Yeah. Bruce Jenner, believe it or not, well, Caitlyn, I guess now, is a conservative Republican.
Was Caitlyn a liberal before when she was Bruce?
I think he or she has always been a Republican in adult life.
So here's the clip of Whoopi Goldberg angrily calling off the interview with Judge Jeanine Pirro. I think this was yesterday.
You know what's horrible?
What's horrible when
the President of the United States whips up people to beat the hell out of people.
No.
Say goodbye.
Whoopi Goldberg lost her cool today on The View while discussing President Donald Trump with TV personality Jeanine Pirro. Pirro currently hosts Justice with Judge Jeanine on Fox News and is a vocal supporter of Donald Trump's controversial claims. Pirro came in hot right from the start, snapping at several of the View co-hosts.
Look, we talk about a lot of things, and I actually...
But how about, the Attorney General?
I'm trying to answer your question.
Okay.
Barack Obama stood by and let Russia go in. Let me finish.
Pirro's opinions certainly differed from most of the View co-hosts, but things really came to a head when Pirro accused Whoopi of suffering from Trump derangement syndrome.
Did you just point at me?
Yeah.
I'm tired of people starting a conversation with Mexicans or liars and rapists. I'm tired of people starting a conversation about this country.
Pirro came right back with her own heated response, igniting a screaming match and making things pretty uncomfortable at the View table. Until finally, Whoopi abruptly stopped the interview.
When the president of the United States whips up people to beat the hell out of people.
No.
Say goodbye.
Let me bye.
The View is known for a lively debate, but this interaction was much more heated than usual. After a commercial break, Whoopi addressed the confrontation without an apology.
I'm not proud of it. I don't like it. But I also don't like being accused of being hysterical, because that's one of the things I try not to be on this show.
But you are hysterical. That's the whole point.
Ratings gold, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to look for that. I want to see it. Personally, at this point,
yeah. I mean, I mean, she came on and said, you know, you guys are nothing but a bunch of apologists,
right.
And, you know, and she, Judge Jeanine, she may come across, and I'm not saying she is.
Mm-hmm.
Some may think she comes across bombastic. She's not,
right?
You know, I mean, at all. And so she came on and called them a bunch of apologists. She just pointed to Whoopi. I mean, people point to me. I don't get offended by that,
right?
But evidently, the View. I mean, so what? You can't take the debate. I mean, why not can I have a common... What is this? I mean, can we go back to the days of Crossfire with Bob Beckel and Pat Buchanan? From the right, I'm Pat Buchanan. You know, I mean, all these guys, you know, had a common... I mean, it got a little heated, but it was good. I mean, Roger and I differ, but we have a good time.
Yes.
Everybody thinks it's prearranged, by the way. I'm like, no.
Oh, no.
It's not professional wrestling. So that is what took place, and that's the reason why the clip, everybody just yelling over everybody, uh-huh. And Jeanine was, I got to give her credit, I mean, I'm not trying to play favorites here, was pretty much, well, calm, and Whoopi just got all ticked off and everything else. And then, of course, it went heated once they got off the air. I just kind of curious, guys, I mean, do you think it was worth some of the hosts going into a liberal area? I mean, Fox News has liberals come on their show all the time to debate the issues, and a lot of liberals don't have a problem with doing it out there. So I just think that I don't know if it was a waste of time. I don't know if you really sold any books on that, but it's interesting. 255. Want to take some more calls?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go to Greg. Hey, Greg, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, good morning, Ping Pong Champ.
Hey.
Hey, I don't remember it being Donald Trump calling to beat up on people. I think that came from Nancy Pelosi and... Maxine Waters.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was... Go ahead.
And why didn't she ask him who was it that started all that stuff at Berkeley? That came all from the left.
Ah, yeah, the anti-free speech crowd.
Yeah, to correct Greg, there were times during at least one of President Trump's campaign rallies when he was running in the for president that he did encourage people to beat people up, and he would pay their legal bills.
Let me ask a question. If you had them constantly, I'm not saying it was right, but if you had them constantly coming to your meetings, mm-hmm. disrupting them, and there were no cops around, guess what? I go to a liberal event, and I mouth off, and I shouldn't be there, and someone pushes me or unfortunately takes a swing at me. Roger, you got to know what you're walking into. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not advocating. I'm not at all. I'm just saying is you don't go in certain places and expect to be treated fairly. And who drew first blood on that? So... 222-TALK, 222-8255, TALK Radio, WBOB.
On I-95 South on the ramp to Phillips Highway, look out for a broken down truck causing some backup this morning. And on I-10 East at Stockton, traffic is beginning to build.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Stop wasting money on bottled water and hard water costs. Get yourself a Kinetico system, the only non-electric water-powered hybrid on the market to both soften and filter your water. Go see my friends at CGC Water a third-generation family business for over 65 years. With the Kinetico system, you can save money on water heating bills and cleaning supplies. You can spend less time cleaning soap scum, lime scale, and spots on dishes and glasses. It removes chlorine so your skin and hair feel softer, and it helps prevent laundry fading. Plus, a Kinetico system can actually lengthen the life of your appliances that use water up to 50%, and it protects your pipes from buildup. You can trust Kinetico. Get a Kinetico system today and start saving money. Call CGC Water at 904-645-6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
With the temperatures rising, you'll want to make sure that your air conditioning system is working properly. That's why Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will also save you money on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is a family-owned Daikin Comfort Pro and can fix and service any make or model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyder Mann and Daikin. License number CAC 181-3307.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, July 20th at 7 p.m., it's the Steve Miller Band with Peter Frampton in concert at the St. Augustine Amphitheater. Friday, July 20th at 8 p.m., it's the Oak Ridge Boys in concert at the Thrasher Horn Center for the Arts in Orange Park. And Saturday, July 21st at 7 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Sharks versus the Columbus Lions and Veterans Memorial.
Make sure to have your event included. Visit WBOB.com.
Lots of rain this afternoon with thunderstorms, high of 84 degrees. This evening, less rain, but mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low 75. Right now, it's 79 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Okay, guys, you can stop emailing me. Judge Jeanine is not at the studios, okay? Give me a break. Anyways, those of you on hold, I'm going to give you guys plenty of time for your calls, questions, and comments at 222-TALK, 222-8255. By the way, the left is emailing me right now saying, well, this political discourse, you guys are the ones that are not bringing any type of civility to the debate. Is that really my fault? I mean, I offer debate on this radio show. I'm the one who has both sides comes on. But if there's any type of political discourse, who drew first blood? Is it the left or is it conservatives out there? Your call is coming up next at 222-TALK, 222-8255. Don't forget, you can email me, ed@wbob.com. That's ed@wbob.com. I do answer all the emails during the show, so you'll get a quick response right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The search will continue this morning for several people missing after a tourist boat capsized and sank on a lake in Branson, Missouri last night. At least 11 people were killed. Parts of central Iowa have been blasted by a series of tornadoes that swept through the region yesterday. At least 17 people injured, several buildings destroyed. President Trump says he's ready for another summit with Russian President Putin. This time, Mr. Trump hopes it will take place this fall in Washington. A tragedy in northwest Houston. A 3-year-old boy has died after being left in a hot daycare center van for 3.5 hours. Deputies say it was 113 degrees inside that vehicle when they arrived at the scene. Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 91 points. NASDAQ futures up 16. S&P futures down 4 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're on I-95 South at Phillips Highway, look out for a broken-down truck on the side of the highway. 295 South on the Buckman Bridge heading into Mandarin. There's another car with engine trouble. It's on the right. And if you're on I-10 going east at Stockton Street, just before you get to 95, you're seeing backup there. A strong chance of rain with thunderstorms this morning and a high of 84 degrees by afternoon. Tonight, less rain, mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low 75. Right now, 78 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Newly appointed Jacksonville City Councilman Terrence Freeman hosted his first town hall meeting, and at times it got brutal. The Miami Dolphins say if any player who protests on the field during the national anthem, it could be suspended. And President Trump says if he and Russian leader Vladimir Putin can't get along, he will be Putin's worst enemy.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at WBOB.com.
Now, I'm getting some interesting emails this morning. I'll get to them in just a few moments. Some of you are claiming I'm playing favorites. I don't make the rules, folks, okay? And this is not the Matrix, all right? Anyways, I wish it was. Let's go to 222-TALK, 222-8255. James, good morning. You're on WBOB. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as usual. On the political discourse side, I was talking to Roger about that there. I blame a lot of this socialist kind of communist apathy, I guess, or it's, that socialist movement of the Democrat Party, I blame that a lot on the education that they received at these liberal colleges. And I'll tell you where I'm going with this. I was educated in Florida, out of college, but I stopped going to college and I started going to tech school.
Right.
And I could see that. I could see that liberal kind of mentality in the professors back in the late 80s. So I could just imagine what it is today. As far as that goes, I think that view that you played there,
right,
that part of the electorate and conservative Republicans are like on different planets. We're not even. I don't see how they can have a discourse, Ed, because we're so far apart on issues that it's just. How do you start that? It's almost as if, how are Democrats going to start the debate on border security and securing the border if they can't admit,
right,
that they want open borders?
You know, I thank you, and you make a very interesting point. It's like the first rule, not that I would know because I don't drink, the first rule of AA, you must admit you have a problem.
Right.
The liberals, and let's be honest, even some of the Republicans out there that may not like Trump based on certain issues because they might live in a swing district, they must admit that they have a problem out there. Election officials will never admit that they have a problem. But yet, we have never endorsed on this radio show for years. We endorse ideas. We endorse issues. Whether if DeSantis has a great idea, we endorse it. Putnam, Rutherford, whoever. State reps, it doesn't matter. Listen, Democrats, remember when, was it Audrey Gibson or was it Kimberly Daniels talked about putting, like, "In God We Trust" on the side of a school?
It was Kimberly Daniels.
We applauded her.
Right.
She's a Democrat. We totally different, but we applaud her. We've always applauded things. Very little did we ever applaud President Obama. I think extending maybe the Bush tax cuts. Wow, that's about it. But anyway, so there wasn't a lot we could. But all I'm saying is the most credible individual is the one that can address the issues. Where you sit back and say, listen, I think the Republicans could have done a better job here. And Trump does say that sometimes. Or the Democrats could have done a better job. I mean, that's we don't have that anymore, Roger.
I'm wondering, though, if we are that far, apart on the issues and whether or not our political discourse and inability to sit down and have a conversation with each other is really rooted in political tribalism. Because I've seen cases where when our side does something, we don't really complain as much. When they do it, they're communists. And vice versa.
Yeah, I never got into the name. It's just too easy. I mean, for example, if when they wanted to put or take down the three statues here in Jacksonville, why couldn't we have a conversation about race and everything? Instead of trying to erect a statue about seven people, unfortunately, that lost their life almost over 80 years, people are like, okay, is this really going to base the issue on racism and ethnic discourse here in the community? And no, it really doesn't out there. Why don't we have conversations? Let's set up forums. Let's do it left and right.
And at the same time, I know people on the left, especially those who live in Northwest Jacksonville, who say that it's hypocritical to complain about taking down the Confederate monuments when you oppose putting up a monument to honor those who lost their lives in lynchings.
Yeah, seven lives were lost. Are we going to put up a statue for every life?
There are people who think that it should. There should be one, symbolic possibly of the thousands of lynchings that took place across the country.
Okay, but it was only dealing with Jacksonville.
It was dealing with Jacksonville's, but right. They, and I'm not saying I'm taking an issue on it. I'm just saying that how others on other sides of the fence view things as being hypocritical on our side.
But according to the promoters of that issue, and the group back, and it was a bunch of social justice, but they said, well, we want to bring awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what can bring awareness? I mean, you could do it by have the University of North Florida or Jacksonville University. And by the way, we've offered this radio show to the left. I mean, folks, they know of us. We've already reached out to them. And you could have of the thousands of people that listen to this show, that you could have a conversation right there. A statue, and by the way, is not going to somehow bring attention. If you wanted to erect another Confederate statue about the issue of states' rights, I'm sorry, no, a conversation is a better move. It's like kneeling down.
Mm-hmm.
The Miami Dolphins come out and say, hey, we may fine our players. They came out and said it.
Right.
Because they don't want to lose ratings, but at least if you want to address the issue of kneeling down, address it if there's some sort of civil discourse or there's not enough when it comes to justice in the black community, have the debate.
Right. There needs to be a conversation, but I will say, you know, because they aren't coming on the show, I guess, and they're invited to call in any time, they see it as hypocritical when the same exact people who oppose bringing down Confederate monuments also oppose putting up a monument.
I understand, but what I'm saying is when they say the reasons why. I look at the reasons why. If you just give me a general blanket statement, say, "Oh, we need to take them down. We don't need to put them up, or we need to put them up. We don't need to take them down." Just tell me what is your background for that. In other words, what is the backstory? That's what I'm looking at as a journalist.
Right.
That's what I'm looking at. Some of you have been emailing me. Here's one from Sandra. Ed, maybe the ratings were so bad, producers told Whoopi to mix it up. Now we're talking about it on your show. Well, I didn't bring it up. Judge Jeanine, bring it up.
She is a great actress. If she was told to do that and it wasn't in her heart, I really believe that we saw some legitimate passion there on Whoopi's part.
Here's one from Steve. Is Amazon a sponsor of your show? There are other places to buy books locally, Barnes & Noble, Books A Millions. And my response is, well, isn't Amazon local? They do have a local warehouse.
Yeah, you have a point there.
And by the way, I don't pick or choose where the books are sold. Her PR people say, well, this is where we are main areas, Amazon. I mean, what's the promoting Books A Million and Barnes & Noble if they're not carrying her book?
Right. And we don't know if they are or not. We do know Amazon is.
222-TALK, 222-8255. I want you to listen to this clip. If the mask has been pulled off from the liberal left here locally in Jacksonville, I got to set this up. Terrence Freeman, who is a black Republican, been appointed by Governor Rick Scott, did not live in a district of District 10. He lived in Mandarin. According to law, unless it's against city charter, allows him to be appointed by Governor Rick Scott. He got a place there, special election in 10 months. I always thought there maybe should have been a special election just because. But he was appointed by Governor Rick Scott. You don't have to agree with it, but it's within the law. Had a town hall meeting last night. The liberal left has shown their true colors of the reason why they don't want Terrence Freeman. And if you think it's because he doesn't live in a district, wait till you listen. And this is about a minute long. Destiny MacGyver from News 4 Jax.
Lots of opposition, although some did support Terrence Freeman. As you said, a lot of people did not. And the reason being is because they say at the time of his appointment, he was not living within the district, meaning he doesn't understand the needs of the people. One after the other, this was a repeated question. What makes you qualified to represent District 10? It's a question Terrence Freeman was forced to answer.
These people are saying they don't want you.
So I agree. There are some folks that are not understanding. There's some folks that are upset with the process, and I get that. I understand that. But this is where we're at. There's a 10-month window where I've been appointed, and I'm honored to have received that appointment from Governor Scott.
During tonight's town hall, Freeman ensured the district that he would represent them in issues to be voted on by the council. And some say they'll give Freeman a chance. Many of those in attendance stood together in opposition of Freeman, and some were even hostile about it.
Okay, now this is where, as we say, business is about to pick up. Listen to the opposition to Freeman, who is black, from his own community, not his own community, but now he represents the community. Listen, and Destiny MacGyver did a real good job. I got to give her credit on this, and we've always covered her on the show. Listen to what the real opposition is to Terrence Freeman. It gets pretty brutal here.
Sir, when you were up there, you called him the N-word.
I did call him the N-word. Everybody wanted to bury it. But
He depicts that. He let them use him. He has no integrity.
Wait. Okay, so my question to that guy is, and he's right, they do bury the N-word, but I don't use it, but who cares? But he says they let him use him. Can I ask the question, who's the they?
Yeah.
Who's the they? Is it Rick Scott? Is it local Republicans? And folks, it even gets better. So people were calling him the N-word last night.
It almost seems as if that political partisanship in 2018 has become the new racism.
Here it comes, folks. This is the real reason why Destiny McIver, straight news story here, says the real reason why that they are opposed to Terrence Freeman representing that district.
And another issue that came up multiple times tonight was the fact that Freeman is a Republican representing a majority.
She even has a rough time saying the word Republican. Terrence Freeman, folks, the argument, I want to finish playing the clip. Terrence, okay, we've been told only black people can represent black people, community districts. I've heard that. I've covered that. Only Jewish people can represent Jewish communities. Only Hispanic can represent Hispanic communities. Roger, it still talks about today.
Some people believe that, but it's not necessarily.
A lot of people believe that.
Chicago, Illinois, for example, majority black city. They've had two consecutive white mayors back-to-back, Mayor Daley and now Rahm Emanuel.
Correct. Look at their city council representatives. That's what I'm getting. This is not a total overall.
Okay.
So, but again, the argument is, well, we can only have black people represent black people. Again, one more time, the reason why that they oppose Terrence Freeman.
The fact that Freeman is a Republican representing a majority Democratic Party or district. So they say that that's unfair. But of course, Freeman responded saying that he can represent the district.
So now it's no longer the original narrative because he's black. Now it's, he's a Republican.
That's what it is.
And he's in a majority Democrat district. Does that mean that I know many Republicans that represent a majority. We've got a man in South Florida that represent a Democrat district. I know Democrats that went in Republican districts. Gwen Graham was one of those areas.
Yeah. It's not politically correct to hate people because of their race anymore. So we've replaced race and we put political partisanship in it. And people hate each other just because of the hyphen D or hyphen R after their names.
Now, did the Democrats, did they make a mistake by having people go up there? Did they not say, hey, don't say he's a Republican because that really, we want to keep it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, again, we're told black people can only represent those in a black community. Now it's not, Terrence is black. No, he's a Republican. That's the reason why, in a Democrat district. So, wait a second. He's got to be a Democrat to represent a Democrat district. Again, I would have been more of the opinion of going down a special election. If the Democrats would have won, hey, I would have called it that way.
Yeah. I do not believe we would have seen the uproar had there been a white Democrat representing that district.
Really?
Yeah, I do not believe so.
What do you think? I'd love to hear from you this morning on this issue. Roger says, what did you say, the new racism is what?
The new racism, it's not politically correct to hate people because of their skin color anymore, so political party.
222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
On I-95 South at Phillips Highway, there's a broken down truck on the side of the highway and 295 South on the Buckman Bridge. As you go into Mandarin, look out for a car with engine trouble there.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Criminal illegal aliens are a threat to Florida neighborhoods and a threat to Florida taxpayers. Adam Putnam believes it's time to support President Trump's plan to stop illegal immigration and put Florida families first. Securing our borders and banning sanctuary cities, deporting violent criminals, and protecting taxpayers. Adam Putnam will stand with President Trump and Florida law enforcement to keep us safe. Here's Adam Putnam.
There are many reasons to be mad about illegal immigration. Here's one we can't stand for. Today, taxpayers in Florida are paying nearly $100 million a year to imprison criminal illegal aliens. $100 million to feed, clothe, and house criminal illegal aliens. I'm Adam Putnam, and we need to support President Trump's plan to secure our borders and ban sanctuary cities. We need to protect taxpayers and deport violent criminals now.
Sponsored by Florida Grown PC.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher, when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Queens Harbor, prestige, excellence. Tomorrow, you're invited to join us at Queens Harbor Country Club for a community-wide open house from noon until 3. Nearly every home available for purchase will be open to the public. Golf course homes, pool homes, and deep water homes. Hi, I'm Jerry Landrum with the Legends of Real Estate. My golf course property on Queens Harbor Boulevard is just one of the 25 properties that you'll be able to visit. Tell security that you're there for the open house and receive one of our handouts. We can't wait to meet you.
There's a strong chance of rain with thunderstorms today and a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, less rain, but mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low 75. Right now, it's 79 here at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Newly appointed Jacksonville City Councilman Terrence Freeman hosted his first town hall meeting, and at times, it got brutal. The Miami Dolphins say any player who protests on the field during the national anthem could be suspended. And President Trump says if he and Russian leader Vladimir Putin can't get along, he will be Putin's worst enemy.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
So, Trump economic advisor Larry Kudlow, one of my favorites, former economics editor for National Review, was on with a CNBC panel this past week, and he sat back and said, you know, Roger, remember the Obama supporters, the Economist, the Paul Krugmans of the New York Times, even President Obama, that a 1.9% GDP growth rate was considered the norm. It's not going to go any higher. Larry Kudlow says, and yet we're knocking on 4% GDP growth rate in some of these quarters.
But it could be higher. I'd be thrilled if it was 3+, because that was our baseline. Everybody yelled at me during the campaign when I came into this office. Oh, you'll never get 3, you'll never get 3, including many dear friends of mine in the Democratic Party, who I respect enormously. We are getting 3, and it may be 4 for a quarter or 2.
So there you go. A lot's taken place. Roger, we've talked about a big issue, you know, when it comes to welfare and how some things are certainly repackaged. There's a new name that we've talked about called a universal basic income. How many of you all know what that is? It's taken place at Chicago and San Francisco. It's taken place in California, many other cities. What it is and being described as a government experiment. Sounds a little weird when you say that. But it's a government experiment.
Oh, no.
Where it is a modern-day welfare scheme, is what they're calling it, through which citizens are granted a consistent, livable income from the government without conditions. In other words, you know, for example, Governor Rick Scott wanted to propose, right, hey, if you're going to get welfare, we're going to drug test you.
Okay.
Okay, who would be against that? The liberals say, no, we don't want any type of regulation when it comes to giving you money. Again, it is. It's, and they say it's the modern-day welfare, but it's a different title, different name. Here's how to break it down, making money with Charles Payne.
The alternative to this, now Chicago's the latest town in America talking about, hey, let's just provide universal basic income. It's a plan that's been tried before. Stockton, California wants to do it. Essentially, it's free money. You know, it's oxymoronic. They tried it in Finland. It failed. How do you give people money? And this is a democratic idea. How do you give people money and then think that they'll say, okay, I'm going to go to work now.
So the income could be $500, could be $1,000.
No, it's enough to live on, I would imagine, right? They say it's livable.
Right, $500, $1,000 is enough to live off of?
No.
But I mean, so that's what they've said. Delroy Murdoch says, hey, there's a simple way. He's from National Review.
Okay.
He goes, there's a simple way of dealing with people when it comes to income.
I think the best way to help people with low incomes is through economic growth. We now have the record low black unemployment, record low Hispanic unemployment. The female adult unemployment is the lowest level since 1953 under Eisenhower. So more tax cuts, more deregulation, more economic growth, and these things will take care of themselves.
The liberal left are even advocating it here in the state of Florida, of course, with a $15 an hour minimum wage. Remember, former Secretary of Labor under Bill Clinton, Robert Rice, says basic income, a universal basic income, is actually a good thing. Listen to what the left and how they describe it.
As new technologies replace work, the question for the future is how best to provide economic security for all. A universal basic income could be an answer. Some think it could be superior to welfare or other kinds of public assistance because a universal basic income doesn't tell people what to spend the assistance on, and everyone qualifies. In recent years, evidence has shown that giving people cash as a way to address poverty actually works. In study after study, people don't stop working and they don't drink it away. They actually use it to increase their earnings.
Now, you heard a key word in there, economic security. Folks, outside of maybe your faith, what are the security do you have? Okay, your guns, okay. But I mean, do you really have job security? I mean, we're going to guarantee people economic security. Then here's a question I like to ask. I want to know what you think today. That you listening. If it's economic security, what's the point of trying to make yourself much better?
Well, they said that when this is done, at least on paper, people will not use it to not work, but use it to maybe have capital to do more work. I don't know. But corporate America has realized that if you have a good idea, and maybe this is a good idea, I don't think it is, you test market it somewhere. They said this has been tried before in Finland, but it failed.
Right. I mean, here's the other question. Is that there is something that I know if I can be agreeable today, unlike The View with Judge Jeanine, here's the thing. Liberals and conservatives both agree people want more money in their back pockets. Okay, we can agree on that. It's a minor agreement.
Okay.
The question I like to ask is, or should I say, the difference is conservatives do it more through a free market basis through the economy of tax cuts. They want to do it through more of government intervention by having more from the government money. And by the way, they're going to fund this at the local level by taxing those at a wealthier pace of rate. If you go to a store, if you go to a restaurant, they're going to tax you more on your meal. That's talked about that. Excuse me, like cities like New York. So my point is that give me an area where this has worked. Because evidently, if welfare, which does keep people poor, if it's worked, then why are we advocating for a higher minimum wage then? I mean, if this is doing well, $15 an hour over phase out over 4 to 5 years and CPI index goes and inflation, now you're going to need $20 an hour. You know, it's kind of like elected officials. When they ask for a sales tax to fix the lagoon or the St. John's River or we need it for our schools, the money they always ask, Roger, never suffice. In other words, let's say we need $500 million for school infrastructure. But the sales tax is going to bring in it over, let's say you need it over 5 years. They say, well, it's going to bring over 5 years, half of that. Well, what's the point of taxing me at half? Just tell me the amount you need and let's go from there.
Right.
That's why I'm just kind of curious about that. But a basic income, I don't think this would sell among a lot of people.
Well, you know what? They say Stockton, California has tried it already or they're talking about it. And I know they mentioned Chicago was probably planning on doing it. You know, if they want to try it out, maybe in a couple of places, see if it works and let them fall on their faces, maybe. I don't see it working, though.
President Trump is pushing a new jobs training program.
To continue this economic miracle, and that's what it is. It's a miracle what's happened in the last year and a half. We must invest in job training and vocational education. I mean, the fact is that companies are pouring back into our country. Companies that frankly left 10 and 20 years ago, and they're coming back, and we need people to work for those companies. We need talented people. We need people with training.
Again, you don't need a college degree for what the president's talking about. Trish Regan from the Fox Business News says, we have gone from skill training that we used to have to promoting college debt.
We need to pay attention to it for sure. So I'm glad you guys are, because the reality is, you know, you go to school these days and you're not equipped. And there used to be a time in our history as a country where you could go to high school. Maybe you didn't even have to finish high school, but you could get a job and take care of your family. And we've lost that ability. And now you've got people that are coming out of four-year colleges with tons of debt and no ability to take care of themselves or any family members.
More is this as we continue to move along. 222-TALK, 222-8255. I want an economic security. I want a basic income, universal. It's called my tax cuts. What do you think? 222-TALK, talk radio, WBOB.
If you're on I-95 South Phillips Highway, a disabled truck on the side of the highway and on the Buckman Bridge going into Mandarin, there's another car that's broken down.
I'm Keith Peters in for Lou Dobbs. President Trump pushes job training as employers search for workers. Zuckerberg's Holocaust comment puts Facebook on the spot. Those stories next.
Warning, property protected by electric fence. Sharks sighted in water.
There are a lot of warnings you don't want to miss.
Bridge out.
Especially when it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices. That's why new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds Norton Security for more protection than ever. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats, like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But missing a warning sign...
Warning. Minefield ahead.
...could be dangerous. Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
To respond to the roaring U.S. economy, President Trump is pressing U.S. companies and trade associations to bolster their job training opportunities as employers search for qualified, skilled workers to fill vacancies. Target will begin rolling out speedy service for thousands of products by the end of the month in the New York City area, less than a year after spending $550 million to acquire the same-day delivery company Shipt. It's already begun same-day deliveries using Shipt in other parts of the country. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg continues trying to clarify remarks he made about Holocaust deniers in a Wednesday interview that sparked sharp criticism. Zuckerberg said Facebook posts denying the Holocaust took place would not be removed automatically. Please join us for Lou Dobbs tonight at 7 and 11 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Paid for by Kimberly Sadler for Duval County, Judge Group 8.
If you believe that protecting our Constitution is at the heart of our legal system, then you can trust judicial candidate Kimberly Sadler. Accomplished with years of experience fighting for justice and fairness in our courtrooms, Kimberly Sadler has dedicated her legal career to ensuring the law works for all citizens of Jacksonville. As a former division chief in our public defender's office and serving with distinction in private practice, Kimberly Sadler is a uniquely qualified candidate with both private and public service. Experienced in litigating thousands of cases here in Florida's First Coast, Sadler will bring a high level of competence to the bench with the kind of professionalism that's rooted in our values and the Constitution. Proven to be trustworthy, fair, and honorable. Let's vote Kimberly Sadler for Duval County Judge.
Rain with thunderstorms today and a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, less rain, but mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low 75. Right now, it's 79 degrees here at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed at wbob.com.
Anybody want to make questions or comments besides the morning show? You sit back and say, Ed, I heard something, man. I want to comment on it because you can always email me or go to facebook.com/wbob. Don't forget, you can catch the show, any part of the show that you've missed this morning, you can just download the podcast or listen to it. Go to the website wbob.com.